Imagine if there were a Google Map program for sounds. There is, in a way. It's called Appery. It's an online audio archive where people upload field recordings from all across the globe. Appery now has almost 30,000 recordings. Sam Harnett has the story.
Let's just say you were in Kampala, Uganda in July 2010. You might have heard this. People beatboxing at a youth center. You're hearing this now because someone recorded it and uploaded it onto Appery. People have put all kinds of audio onto Appery since it launched in 2006. Here's a little sampling. It's Amakayaku National Park in the Amazon. And this is Beijing's central train station. Back in 2008, someone uploaded a recording from the Democratic Republic of Congo. It's a firefight between military and rebels.
Okay.
Appery was created by Berlin-based sound artist and programmer Udo Knoll. He did it mostly because, you know, it seemed cool to make a kind of living audio archive of the world. Now people can download the sounds, remix them, or take a little trip just by listening.
This gives a very rich experience of being somewhere or being at a certain place or how it may look like or how it may make feel like there, you know? So you have a kind of landscape which opens.
Anyone can contribute to Appery. There are sound artists like Jody Rose. She used contact microphones to make this recording of London's Millennial Bridge. But many contributors are just hobbyists, gathering sounds with inexpensive microphones, kind of amateur phonographers, like Carol Sidoriak.
You know, I've been recording a lot of creeks and birds chippering and waves gently, you know, waving or whatever, splashing.
Sidoriak is from the Czech Republic, but he lives in Berkeley, California. He records stuff he loves, like the creeks behind his house. Sounds you'd expect. But lately, he's been recording different kinds of things.
That is a nice sound, right?
A beer avalanche, Sidoriak calls it. He's recording sounds like this now, noises of our daily urban life, especially the ones that grate on him. Like at this recycling center he's taken me to.
This is kind of like a, you know, the guts of the urban environment, of cities, really. And you got everything around here. Just look around and, you know, you can hear it too.
High on the terrible noise list are also automated telephone systems. So he records them too. And Home Depots, the incessant background music and announcements.
Can I please have any available lumber construction associate for the products for customer assistance?
So, as you can probably tell, Sidoriak is sensitive to noise. Recording is a way to deal with it. He can concentrate on gathering the sounds instead of letting them drive him crazy.
It's just plain bad, you know, the sound environment that we spend a lot of time in, you know. Yeah.
Sidoriak thinks it's important to have audio on Appery that really shows the kind of soundscape many of us live in, even if it is annoying and unpleasant. So he puts his recordings on the map, and there they are, along with birds and creeks and waves, sounds many of us hear far less frequently than we would like to. For The World, I'm Sam Harnett, Berkeley.
Well, if it involves sound, The World definitely wants in. We just posted our own Sound of the World on Appery. Be sure to check it out. And if you upload your own sound, let us know on Twitter. We're at PRI The World, or tweet me at World Aaron. You're listening to The World.